So why did the Chinese use the symbolism of the dragon for 1,000 years to
beat America?
Why that symbolism for America?
Oh, that's okay. Now you've almost asked it to where you can get the answer that you want. But what about whatever they could have called America a muskrat.
Well, earlier when
let's get down to the grits and gravy of what it's about. Since you asked, China already owns America, all of it, every snipping bit of it. And China, not the government of China, they're lost and undone. The people of China already own America, all of it. It's theirs. They already own it. They're on the 1,000-year plan. America's on a 10-minute plan that they can't quite keep to. China is so happy, they already know. They'll kill their kids, or their kids are starving to death, falling over dead, starving. And you bring it up to them, and you say, hey, y'all lost your mind. You're killing the girls, and you got too much population, and people are dying and starving to death. What y'all going to do about it? They just look and smile, and they say, we'll have more. Not our job to feed them. They'll figure it out or not. They're powerful. Cross them. They'll show you. Them little bitty wirings will put the whoop-ass on you if you ain't careful. Them little bitty-ins will just tear you right up. They know their power. Now, in that place of power, the synchronicity that you're trying to get to is all of this money business and the bonds and the this and the that and all that kind of stuff then comes back into a play of who's bond and who's free. You ask, what can they do with it? Well, they control it. They stop buying bonds, and it's over. Well, they have, and it is.
And they stop Google.
They that's right. And it wasn't because they didn't want anybody Googling out. It's because they didn't want Google in. That was what it was.
Right. Okay.
Now, what did you say? Why do they call it the dragon? Because there's some little men, these little men wrapped up in these little towels that sit up there. They sort of call them the elders. And the elders, they're old, not real old. I mean, they're old, old. So China don't think they know. America doesn't know they think. And in that process, then this unfolding that these little men wrapped up in the little towels that are setting up in the hills that are giving impressions and or allowing the river to run and allowing these different things to transpire become the portion of their joy, And that, therefore, in their world of creation, doesn't have to be in your world, but it certainly can be, when this dynamic or experience that you're watching unfold right before your lying eyes, then all of a sudden it's kind of like, wait a second, what's really, 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 really going on here? Now, what you're asking is, what does all that mean? Well, for those humans that ascend, not all of them will, but for those humans that ascend and they know who they are and they come into their power, then they stay right here, right now, in their meat sack body and continue their eternal beingness right here, right now. Those that don't get real crossways of it, and then they'll immediately, in large fashion, transition and go to God. Well, then once the veil is completely ripped and
once the veil is rent and dissolved,
then the God has no choice but to empty because there is no separation between the power. So all those that didn't get it come back to this world, and they got it.
Yeah. The deliverer.
America will be the deliverer. That's what the Chinese saw 1,000 years ago.
Yep, and they don't call it Jesus or Christ. They call it a dragon.
What's being delivered?
Ah, the message of the power that is contained within the ascension of the human in their meat sack. Very good, Tina. Fabulous.
Tina,
so
is the game.
The dragon then a symbol of Gabriel?
Power. Not Gabriel. He's just
full
an
of power.
Angel. Yeah, Gabriel. Yeah. He's just a common. commentator.